Today, I want to talk about one of the biggest contrasts in modern health, the difference between the synthetic peptides that are dominating global advertising and the natural signaling molecules that actually restore the body's ability to heal. Everyone's talking about peptides, but what most people don't understand is a lot of natural things have got natural peptides in them that actually heal the body's physiology. When we are using synthetic peptides, we're blocking pathways in the body. We're blocking enzymes in the body. We're blocking natural peptide production in the body. Because right now, the world is being sold a story of fast fixes, forced physiology, and billion-dollar peptides. But underneath all of that noise, there's a quieter, more powerful truth. Biology heals through communication, not coercion. Some of the doctors who I love the most, I'm listening to in long-form podcasts, and they are using lots of synthetic peptides to get improvement in some health conditions. But I'll bet once they look at it long term, they're going to see side effects that are not being discussed. So let's break it down. The biggest selling synthetic peptides on the planet, on TV, social media, celebrity endorsements, you'll see the same message. Take this injection and everything will change. Here in Australia, doctors are prescribing it to everyone, and the numbers prove it. GLP-1 and GIP synthetic agonists are the global giants. These are the drugs behind the weight loss boom. Semaglutide, your Ozempics and Wegovys, your tirzepatide, your Mounjaros and Zepbound, your liraglutides and your dulaglutides. These drugs alone are projected to exceed $100 billion per year globally. Why? Because of weight loss, diabetes, celebrity hype, social media virility, and aggressive marketing. They're the biggest pharmaceutical boom since statins. Now let's talk about growth hormone peptides. In the anti-aging and bodybuilding world, CJC1295, Ipamorelin, Tesamorelin, Sermorelin, these sell because they promote muscle, fat loss, and youth. And cosmetic peptides. In the beauty industry, you're looking at Botox-related peptides, copper peptides like CHKCU, and Matrixyl peptides. These sell because they're promising smooth skin and fast results. Now, what is the core problem with big synthetic peptides? They force physiology. They're high potency, long acting, receptor dominating, and pharmacologic, not physiologic. So they override the body's natural signaling rhythms. So, what are some of the side effects that we know about with GLP-1 and GIP drugs? The usual things that everyone knows about are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, delayed gastric emptying, gastroparesis, that's paralysis of the intestines, muscle loss between 40 and 60% of your lean muscle mass, gallbladder issues, pancreatitis and pancreatic cancer, emotional blunting, nutrient deficiencies, and rebound weight gain when stopped. So these drugs push the body, they don't teach the body how to regulate itself. Now let's talk about natural signaling molecules. This is the opposite philosophy of the big pharma industry of peptides. This is biological intelligence. These tools don't force anything, they restore communication. They work with the body's pathways, not against them. So let's have a look at some of my favorites. So firstly, we've got redox signaling molecules. These are the body's native communication molecules. They regulate the mitochondrial signaling, immune balance, tissue repair, inflammation regulation. And I have seen some phenomenal responses when it comes to things like the terrain behind certain cancers. They don't hijack receptors. They clarify the messages that cells send to each other. So, if the pathway is overreactive, redox signaling can help to calm it. If underactive, it helps restore responsiveness. The side effects? Really low. So, some mild detox reactions might happen in sensitive people. So, these little guys are about communication, not coercion. The second one I want to chat about is TriGLP, a little natural GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP peptides. A lot of people aren't understanding them. They're assuming they're the same things as all our injectables, but they are 100% native to the body. These are food-derived bioactive peptides, not synthetic drugs. So GLP-1, it smooths the appetite, it reduces inflammation, it supports glucose regulation. GLP-2 repairs the gut lining, reduces permeability, and improves nutrient absorption. And GIP helps support metabolic flexibility, helps insulin response, and supports muscle preservation. So rather than the injectables where we're losing 40 to 60% of lean muscle mass, with these little guys, we're protecting our collagen and our muscle mass and our bone mass and our liver mass, and we're only improving the signaling throughout the body. Side effects really low. So some people have a slowing of the bowels, some people have speeding up of the bowels because it's trying to balance the intestinal flow, the microbiome. So as we are changing things like the leaky gut and the amount of enzymes and all sorts of things will change in the gut. That is no surprise. But there's no gastroparesis, there's no muscle loss, there's no forced receptor activation, and these little peptides nudge the body back into rhythm, coming in sachets in apple cranberry mid-July. Very cool. Now let's talk about collagen. My favorites is from a company called Cerule, because this one's a marine collagen, but it also has an anti-inflammatory agent in it. A lot of collagen products do not work because they don't have the active ingredients to allow them to become your skin, your joints, your muscles. Collagen peptides are building blocks, not instructions. So they support skin repair, fascia and joint health, gut lining integrity, hair and nail strength. Side effects are minimal. They give the body materials, not commands. Now, as we get older, we are much better off having marine collagen than we are beef collagen, purely as women. Men do really well on beef collagen, but marine collagen has about 1.5 times the absorption of beef collagen. So, I prefer the marine ones. Occasionally, beef collagen muscle tests up for my clients in my clinic, but that one's delicious. Now let's talk about sulforaphane. This is my favorite sulforaphane product. Sulforaphane is the master communication switch. So it's a gene switching molecule. So its core action is via the NRF2 activation. It's the master regulator of detox, antioxidant production, inflammation control, cellular repair, and mitochondrial protection. Sulforaphane doesn't force detox. It turns on the genes that regulate detox. So it improves liver function, glutathione production, immune balance, skin healing, neurological resilience. The side effects are low, usually mild detox in some people. The main problem is some people don't like the taste of broccoli, and this is from 4-day-old broccoli seed sprout extract. Some of my clients use it in cranberry juice, and that's an awesome combination that sort of helps to hide that broccoli seed extract. The 1,000 genes that sulforaphane switches on via those NRF2 pathways include anti-inflammatory genes, pro-detox genes, anti-tumor genes, and so much more. So it's about genetic communication, not pharmacological force. So now let's talk about stem cells. This brand again, Cerule, it has a product called Stem Enhance. I'll have the link below. So Stem Enhance, every time we take two, we're releasing between 4 and 12 million stem cells from the bone marrow within 40 minutes. And stem cells are the body's ultimate communication signaling system. Stem cells aren't just replacement parts, they're decision makers. They respond to inflammation and injury, redox tone, and mitochondrial distress. And they release exosomes, tiny packets of instructions that tell surrounding cells how to repair. Stem cells repair damaged tissue, reduce inflammation, rebuild collagen, restore organ functioning, and rebalance immune signaling. They're the master's repair coordinators. Side effects are low when you are mobilizing natural stem cells in your body. So now let's do the big comparison, forcing body systems versus supporting body system. Synthetic peptides, force receptor activation, override physiology, they have high side effects, and there's dependency and rebound problems. Natural signaling molecules restore communication, normalize pathways, there's very low side effects, and it builds long-term resilience. Collagen peptides help to provide the building blocks of, and they strengthen skin and gut and fascia. Sulforaphane activates NRF2, so it improves detox, antioxidant capacity, and mitochondrial health. And stem cells are your master repair signaling molecules, and it gives deep regeneration. So the core truth is that synthetic peptides sell billions because they promise fast results. But fast often comes with a cost of side effects, dependency, rebound, and physiological suppression. Natural signaling molecules don't force anything. They restore the body's ability to communicate, repair, and regulate itself. And this is the huge difference between pushing the body versus supporting the body, and the difference between short-term results and long-term healing. These are my favorite tools for anti-aging. Have a great day. I'm Madonna Guy. Let me know what you would like me to do a video on in the notes below. Have a great day.